Good morning, ladies. As we come together to worship the Lord and to understand his word a little better, let's just ask his blessing. Father, as we come before you, we recognize that thou art God.
亲爱的天父，我们到你面前的时候，我们真的是认识到你是我们的神。
But not only God, you're our Father.
你是唯一的神，而且是我们的父亲。
And we're so grateful for the fact that we can come to you today.
那今天我们实在是很喜乐的，很高兴我们可以坦然到你面前。
We can study thy word.
我们可以来学习你的话语。
And we can lift up our hearts in praise and prayer.
而且我们可以把我们的心来仰望你，而且呢，常常可以向你祈求祷告。
We are truly a blessed people.
我们是多么有福气的你的百姓。
Open our hearts and our ears today, Lord.
求你开通我们的心，开通我们的耳朵，开通我们的眼睛。
Give each of our ladies an understanding and a blessing.
让每一个姊妹们或弟兄们
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Well, we have prayed, and now we're going to talk about prayer.
那我们先有一个祷告，之后呢，我们要来谈一下这个祷告。
Let's turn to Luke, the 18th chapter. And if you have your Bible, just turn there with us.
那请你打开你的圣经，到新约路加福音18章。
I want to begin at the first, and we're going to read maybe about 6 verses here.
那我们要念完第一到第六节。耶稣设一个比喻，是要人常常祷告，不可灰心。说某城里有一个官，不惧怕神，也不尊重世人。那城里有个寡妇，常到他那里，说：“我有一个对头，求你给我伸冤。”他多日不准，后来心里说。 我虽不惧怕神，也不尊重世人，只因这寡妇烦扰我，我就给他伸冤吧，免得他常来缠磨我。主说：“你们听这不义之官所说的话。”Okay,
now let us look and just sort of go through this and see what we can get out of it.
我们稍稍的来慢慢的过一下这段经文，然后看我们学到什么。We
notice that this is in a particular city, and it is before a judge.
那这是一个谈到一个城镇，然后也谈到一个关于一个法官的事情。And
actually, the scripture tells us what kind of man he was.
从这里我们认识到这个法官是怎么样的一个法官。He
didn't fear God, neither did he regard man.
他是不惧怕神，也不在意人的这样的人。We
can see, a very proud, sufficient in himself man.
所以他自己是很自负的，他不管别人，也不管神。But
one day there came a woman.
有一天有个寡妇,
and she was telling him about someone that has taken advantage of her, and she wanted to bring them to court and get justice.
这个寡妇有冤情，所以他就需要告到这个法官这里来。But
he just dismissed her.
可是呢，他就不接受这个案子。But
I have a feeling the next day she went back and back again to ask him.
那这个寡妇不断的继续的去要上诉。Because
it said that he wouldn't do it for a while.
那个第四节他说呢，他多日都不准。But
afterwards he thought with himself, I don't fear God, I don't regard man, but this woman troubles me.
这么样的一个不断的去上诉呢，使这个法官说，即使我不惧怕神，我也不管人的事情怎么样，但是呢，这个
So I'm going to charge that one that did it to her just to get rid of her.
那我干脆就定了案吧，就判那个人的那对方的罪，好让这个寡妇不来找我了。So
we see talks about an unjust but unjust judge, but we're hearing here that God is a just judge.
这个比喻并不代表告诉我们说神是这样子对我们的，这是代表示一个世上的法官是这样子的，但是我们的神对我们的冤情，他是绝对顾念的。And
that seventh verse says this, and I want you to get it carefully.
第七节,
and shall not God avenge his own elect, that's you and I, which cry day and night unto me, though he bears long with us.
神的选民昼夜呼吁他，他纵然为他们忍了多时， 岂不终究给他们伸冤吗？
So we see that it ends up telling us, nevertheless, it is our constant coming that touches him.
这个比喻的重点是我们过了一段时日继续的到神面前的时候，他一定会我们为我们伸冤。
So when we have something that we need or something that we want help or something we're asking God to show us, we can go continually before him and he will answer us.
那等于说呢，不要灰心，就在第一节哈，就说你祷告，常常祷告，不可灰心。
I'm going to give you about four different things that prayer seems to prove to us.
那我要讲到四点关于祷告来一个对我们的是一个印证。
Now, when we go to God in prayer, this proves that our belief and understanding that there is a God.
当你愿意祷告的时候，证明说你真的是有信有一位神。
You would be surprised how many in this world, we are in the minority, but it proves that when I go before him, I know that he's there.
即使我们是信者是少数人的哈，但是呢，当我们去祷告的时候，等于证明说我们是有信神的。
So he told us once, lean not to your own understanding, but take it to him.
那等于说呢，当你愿意去祷告跟神成名的时候，表示说你心里面有他，而且你是依靠他的。
He is interested in our life.
而且你心里面认识也信任说他对我是顾念的。
Every one of his children is close to his heart and he is interested.
只要你是那个愿意靠近他的人，依靠他的人，神绝对是顾念的。
There's a beautiful story in the Old Testament. I love it.
那有一个旧约的故事，是我很喜欢讲的一个故事。
Mrs. She knows I can hardly go by without explaining it and talking about it.
那我一听到要讲这个，我就说我知道，我了解，因为妈咪对这个故事情有独钟哈。我想我们都会很常常会得着这个里面的
But I think you'll see why when you hear.
那我跟你讲的时候，你就知道为什么我在。
So we're going back to the Bible.
我们再次的回到旧约。
Get into your Old Testament.
我们到旧约。
And we're going to what we call the Chronicles, Second Chronicles.
历代志下。
Chapter 20.
二十章。
And we're going to start at verse 2.
我们从第二节开始，历代志下二十章旧约。
I'm going to give you a minute to find it.
历代志下第二十章，我们要从第二节开始。
Now, the very second verse says, Some men came and told Jehoshaphat, who was the king, A great multitude is coming against you from Eden, from beyond the sea.
这个故事的起始，是有人来报告了一件事情。
有人来报告约沙法说，从海外亚兰那边有大军来攻击你。
Now, let's see what Jehoshaphat's, what his response was.
那约沙法的态度怎么样？他怎么面对这样的一个报告呢？
When you hear that these men, and actually there were three different countries, were coming, and were pretty close, not very far, at least they knew exactly where they were coming marching from, see what Jehoshaphat did.
被报告三队大军已经往他们的地方来，而且还告诉你来到哪里了，已经快到了的时候呢，那心里面会怎么样？我们可想而知。
And I think this is a good formula.
那这是一个很好让我们学习的。
In verse 3 it said, Then Jehoshaphat the king, one, he was afraid, and he set his face to seek the Lord.And proclaim a fast throughout all Jerusalem.
第三节，请。
以撒法便惧怕，定义寻求耶和华，在犹大全地宣告禁食。
Now let's see what he did. At once, he was afraid.
首先告诉我们他很怕。
So it's not bad to be afraid. The trouble is to keep that fear.
害怕是一件常事哈，就是我们的常情，这个不是错的。但是问题是，如果你活在害怕里面，那这个就有问题了。
Because the second thing he did was he faced to seek the Lord.
害怕之后，你要采取一个行动，他就是他讲的定义寻求神。
He was afraid, but he knew where to go.
即使他害怕， 可是呢，他知道接下去该怎么做，该找谁。
And then the third thing he knew, he proclaimed a fast throughout Judah.
那接下来他表态哈，我们全部都要宣告禁食。
So now he sent out the herald all across the nation, telling them that these are coming after us, and we need to come and pray and fast.
一方面把这个大事，这个不妙的事情啊宣布出去，一方面采取行动禁食。
And now we see in that fourth verse that all Jerusalem came and they cried out and they sought God.They knew that they were in big trouble.
好，第四节，第五节。
于是犹大人聚会，求耶和华帮助。犹大各城都有人出来寻求耶和华。
So now we see in the fifth verse that he is talking to the people.
第五节。
And he stood up, Jehoshaphat stood up in the assembly, there in Jerusalem, in the house of the Lord,Before the new court, and this is what he said. You can.
第五节啊，告诉我们说他们就是
的，就在犹大和耶路撒冷的会中，站在耶和华殿的新院前。
So in that sixth verse, he began to cry out, and I don't think it was a quiet, peaceful prayer.
第六节这一节呢，我们可以看到说他们呢不是安静的在那边静默的祷告哈。可以看到他们是怎么样的一个呼号的这样的一个寻求。OK 的，第六节
说：“耶和华，我们列祖的神啊，你不是天上的神吗？你不是万邦万国的主宰吗？在你手中有大能大力，无人能抵挡你。”
啊 ，I don't think he even needed a microphone. I believe he was just from his heart, just crying out loud, "Lord, you're our Father."
这个地方的这样的一个聚集呢，绝对不需要麦克风啊！他们是用呼号的在寻求。
And aren't you the God in heaven?
你是我们的神呐、啊，你不是天上的神吗
？You rule over everything.
而且呢，一切都在你手中，你掌权呢、啊。
You have power.
你有权力啊，你有能力啊。
And if you go after them, they can't stand against you.
那如果你在他们这个敌人面前的话，他们是没有办法抵挡你的。
And look what he continued to call out like this.The seventh verse.
好，第七节，他们这样讲：
我们的神啊，你不是曾在你民以色列人面前驱逐这地的居民，将这地赐给你朋友亚伯拉罕的后裔永远为业吗
？And you notice what he did here? He was reminding God.
他们在提醒
of what he had done in the past.
跟神提起过去，说你过去对我们的祖宗是怎么做的
？And he said now.You're Abraham's friend.
那特别把亚伯拉罕搬出来啊！你不是他的朋友吗
？He's reminding God that they belong to him.
好像他们在提醒你，上帝说你应该会记得这些吧。
In the eighth verse, you can read where it tells us we build a sanctuary in your name.
好，第八节，请
他们住在这地，又为你的名建造圣所。
And then listen at that ninth verse.
第九节。
倘有祸患临到我们，或刀兵灾殃，或瘟疫饥荒，我们在急难的时候站在这殿前向你呼求，你必垂听而拯救，因为你的名在这殿里。
And so he said, no matter what comes, it doesn't matter if it's sore, judgment, pestilence, or famines.
你曾答应过，不管是有刀兵灾殃，或者是瘟疫呢，这个圣所他们站的那个地方哈，就是。今天这个圣所呢，就是要让我们来这里跟你呼求的。
We're here in your house and in your name.
按着我们的定力
and we're,
奉你的名来。
And we're crying out and we know you will hear and save.
我们在这里确定当我们呼求的时候你是听得见的。
What a beautiful prayer.
这个祷告是不是很美呢
?Reminding God of who he was.
再次提醒神，提起神过去所做的
，reminding him of what he had done for them，
把过去神曾经做过的再一一的陈述出来
，and reminding him he was still the same， he still had power。
他们在对自己再次的一个确定说，你我们信的神跟过去还是一样的神。
And suddenly, out of the midst of the group, a man began to prophesy。
那在这里呢，突然间出现了一个人开始讲话。
And so he was telling them now who it was that was coming against him.
那第十节是告诉他们说，这敌人是谁要来打我们。
There were three of them.
那三个。
There was Ammon, there was a country called Ammon, another one, Moab,
Moya,
and another called Mount Seir.
Seir, 三人。
He said, you didn't let them do this before.
以前你不是不容许这样吗？
So we see that he's reminding them, even telling them who's coming after us and how they never could do this before.
他讲的是不容许，说不容许我们去杀灭他们。那现在怎么反过来他们要来攻击我们呢？
Because they had been very kind to these three nations when they invaded Israel into Canaan.
这三群人呢，在我们在迦南地的时候呢，他们是友邦哈，他们是对我们是友善的。怎么现在变成这样呢？
And then in the 11th verse, he goes on to tell them, we did this, they didn't hurt them when we came through, and now look how they're rewarding us.
好，十一节请念。Yes,
看嘛，他们怎样报复我们，要来驱逐我们出离你的地，就是你赐给我们为业之地。
Oh, I like this, where he said, they're driving us out of your possessions, what you had given to us to inherit.He's telling God, it belongs to you, Lord.
这里有一句话我很喜欢。他们进来想把我们驱逐出你神给我们的地。等于说这个地是你的，是你赐给我们的，主权是你的。他们竟敢来惹我们，也就是惹你。
What a wonderful truth, my friends.
这个就是事实。
When you can pray from your heart and look up to God and say, but I belong to you.
如果你祷告的时候跟神说，神啊，我是你的。
So we see if you don't, and he goes on to say, now, Lord, if you don't do this, we're powerless against them, we can't do anything.
十二节，请念。
我们的神啊，你不惩罚他们吗？因为我们无力抵挡这来攻击我们的大军，我们也不知道怎样行，我们的眼目单仰望你。
And now his desperate, he said, they are coming. We do not know what to do.But our eyes are on you.
冤情都讲了哈，最后这个是重点了哈。我们实在是没有能力，如果没有你出手的话，我们不知道怎么办。
Now the large mass that had come, and let's see what their reaction was.
那现在我们来看看 whose reaction.
The reaction of the crowd.
Okay, 我们看会众们的这种反应哈。
And so they were there.All of them, with their children, their wives, their little children, all of them stood there before the Lord.
这些会众呢，包括他们的婴孩，大大小小，男男女女，都站在那里一起来，来祷告，一起同心的祷告。
Then suddenly, the Spirit of the Lord came, and he came upon one of the men that prophesied.
这个祷告神听到了，而且神回应了，有一个人就开始来传达神的意思。
Let's go down to the 15th verse.
Okay, 那么有一个人就出来说话，那就是十五节。
And hear what God told him.
那我们来听一下，看神是怎么来传达他的话语的。Okay, 15.
他说：“犹大众人，耶路撒冷的居民和约撒法王，你们请听，耶和华对你们如此说。”不要因这大军恐惧惊惶，因为胜败不在乎你们，乃在乎神。
Okay, he was saying, don't you be afraid. The Lord said, I like this. Thus saith the Lord to you, do not be afraid. Do not be dismayed. When they come down on you, don't worry, because this battle is not yours, it's mine.But God's.
我再补充一下哈，在那个时候，人是跟神是不直接说或听的，是要借着神所命定的一个有职分的人哈，所以那个时候是这样，要有一个人来讲啊。那么这个呢，他就跟他讲说呢，这一场战不是你们的，是在乎神，所以不要恐惧惊惶。
My dear sisters, if you could get hold of this.
但你这句话你要把它放在心上。
And recognize that when you have some of your things that Satan is working against you, God wants to do for you. So he wants you to say, it's not my battle, Lord. It's yours because I belong to you.
当你发现你有敌 敌对你的，你不能生，力不能生的时候，提醒你自己，我是神的，而且这个仗是神来打。
I remember in my first church when I was very young, there was a woman who was having troubles. She had emotional troubles, she had other troubles. And I remember one day my mother came.
当我刚刚开始牧会，年纪还很轻的时候，有一个姊妹呢，她是有情绪上的问题的。然后有一次我妈妈来了。
And the sister was talking to her. My mother said, listen, this battle isn't yours. It's God's.
那你知道妈妈的妈妈是也是有安利的牧者哈的那个名位的哈名分的。那她就跟妈咪，她很有经验的跟妈咪说，记得这个姊妹的问题不是你的仗，是神的仗要打。
And somehow that got into the sister's heart and her mind.
Oh, the lady had problem.
Yes.
Okay, okay, now she give you trouble. Okay, I'm sorry.
Oh, no.
好，我讲错了，对不起。她说呢，在妈咪牧会的初期的这个姊妹呢，来跟妈咪讲她的问题，然后她妈妈在旁边听到说，姐妹啊，这不是你要打的仗，是神要帮你打的仗。然后那个姐妹听进去了。
And after my mother told her that, it gripped her, and she said, yes, it's God's battle, and she came out of it.
就这么一句话，那这个这个姐妹就马上就不在征战中的那种状态了，她就赶快抽离战场，让她知道是神要帮她出面。
Learn that you're a child of God.
那神要意识到你是神的孩子。
And when these battles from Satan comes, we run to him.
那魔鬼常常要起争端的哈，那你记得先到神的面前去。
Just like you run to an earthly father or mother when somebody was beating up on you when you were a child.
就像你还小的时候呢，当有人欺负你，你马上会躲到父母亲那边去，或者是会跟他们诉苦。
It's a wonderful truth. Get hold of it.
这个是非常很重要的，很奇妙的一个事实，你一定要放在心上。
But the prophecy didn't stop there.
那可是呢，这个讲传话的这个人呢，他没有这样就停下来。
Look at verse 16.
我们看十六节，请念。
对，
明日你们要下去迎敌，他们是从哈喜斯坡上来，你们必在耶鲁伊勒旷野前的谷口遇见他们。
He showed them where the enemy was coming. He gave them the enemy's plan.
这个人接下这个传达这个话的哈，这个这个这个人呢，他继续说，他没有说这个敌人会回去哈，他说呢，他们明天会在哪里，你们就要去迎敌。
And then 17, listen at verse 17, when God gave them this reassurance.
那17节是神再次的给他们一个确据，请念17。
犹大和耶路撒冷人呐，这次你们不要征战，要摆阵站着。看耶和华为你们施行拯救，不要恐惧，也不要惊慌。明日当出去迎敌，因为耶和华与你们同在。
So we see here that God was reassuring them, but he said, why, it's going to be tomorrow, and when you come out again, God will be with you.
所以这里呢，再次提醒说，你们要下去迎敌哈，要下去迎敌，然后呢，再次的去给他们一个安全感，说因为神会跟你们同在。
Now I wonder overnight if some of them had doubts.
当他们前面一天来祷告的时候，他们已经把它交给神了。那么回去睡那一觉，不知道睡不睡得着，不知道哈。但是呢，睡那一觉呢，可能很多人又开始疑惑了。
They were so fearful that they began to doubt, will God really do this?
这也有可能的哈，就是说你在那个等待的时间，明天敌人就靠近我们了，那我们会怎么样？是不是真的神会这样子出手呢？他们可能有很多的疑惑。
Well, in the 18th verse, I think Jehoshaphat understood that.
那约沙法王呢，自己可能也经历了。
He fell down there and worshiped God.
他首先匍匐下来敬拜神。
To hear an answer from God, oh, how that must have relieved his heart.
当他一听到神的仆人转达这句话的时候呢，他马上就匍匐， 等于说 给自己接受了神的这样的话的一个心意，然后他在那里先敬拜神，真的相信了。
And then we see in the 20th verse, the Levites, the religious leaders, they all stood up, began to praise the Lord with a very loud voice.
因为这个王这个领导有这样子的动作呢，其他的这些带领的就是这些带领的人神职人员王就跟着这个王一样的来敬拜神，来赞美神。
Well, next morning, there they all were. They rose early in the morning. And they went out into the... You read that, will you please?
好，第二十节前面。
次日清晨，众人起来往提哥雅的旷野去。出去的时候，约沙法站着说，犹大人和耶路撒冷的居民呢，要听我说，信耶和华你们的神就必立稳，信他的先知就必亨通。
The good leader, he recognized the people's weakness. So he was trying to strengthen their faith if there was any who lacked that faith overnight.
这是一个好的领导的人哈，他知道说我的会众们可能会心里会就这样子开始怀疑啦，或者是沮丧啦，所以呢，他再一次的，这个王再一次的跟大家在提醒说，我们一定要听神的话，信他的话，而且才能够立稳。
He's saying, believe the prophets.
要信神的先知的话。
Hold on to your faith.
而且你自己本身你要抓着这样的一个这个信心要坚持。
Now the next thing he did was this most irrational thing to go into war.
我们就看看这个二十一节这个王做了一件让我们很不能理解的一个事情。
约撒法既与民商议了，就设立歌唱的人颂赞耶和华。使他们穿上圣洁的礼服，走在军前赞美耶和华，说：“当称谢耶和华，因他的慈爱永远长存。”
He set his army in order, but he put the singers first.
好，现在要去迎战哦，要迎战的话就要列这些队，对不对？这些摆阵哈。那这个摆阵的第一队竟然是歌唱的人。
That was faith.
那这个就是信心了。这个歌唱是要赞美神的。
They were to go first praising God before they even knew if the battle was there.
他们第一个阵营就是唱歌的人，他在唱赞美神的歌。
And when they began to sing, look at the 22nd verse, what it says.
那我们看看他们开始唱了，第二十二节前面。
众人方唱歌赞美的时候，耶和华就派伏兵击杀那来攻击犹大人的亚门人。摩押人和希尔三人，他们就被打败了。
And so we see when they began to sing, they were saying by faith, we're going to see this battle through and God's going to take us through.
这个信心好像就把他们的信心就这样子把他们定稳了，然后他们要去看到底神会为我们怎么做。
The Lord began to work.
那正在这个信心稳定的时候呢，在赞美神的时候呢，神的工作就开始了。
It almost seemed like it turned the switch for God. They're praising me. I'm going forward.
那你好像一个按钮哈，当你赞美、感谢、相信的时候，神就启动了他的工作。
So he began his ambush against these three nations.
所以神自己要来处理这三队敌军。
And I cannot tell you how I love how God did it.
接下来神的这种战略哈。我实在是太欣赏了。
That's verse 23.
好，请念23节。
因为亚门人和摩亚人起来，击杀住希尔山的人，将他们灭尽。灭尽住希尔山的人之后，他们又彼此自相残杀。
Now let me give you a picture of this.
我们来稍微想象一下。
Here these three armies are coming. They had made a pact. They were coming against Israel.
三队大军正在往前面进行行进。
And I believe it was the captains of the Amorites, Ammons, and the Moabites got together.
那他们这三队大军往前进的时候呢，其中的一队跟就其中的两队的这个将军呢，有一些商量。
And then they said,You know, we don't need those mount seer people.
他们就说呢，其实我们不需要三队人就可以把他们打下来。
We can defeat them and we'll just have to divide the spoils between two of us instead of three.
我们如果三队去的话，就会我们就少分了，对不对？所以我们如果只有两队去，先把一队打掉，那我们就两队来分就更多。
So when they made an end of the Seers, they killed all of them.
所以呢，他们先把这个希尔三人先把他们啊杀掉。两队杀一队很容易的。
I began to think they began to talk to their armies and say, why do we need that other one?
结果呢，这两个啊在领队的人心里就想说，其实我们就只要一队就够了。
So the Amorites said, we don't need them. And the others, the Moabites, they said, we don't need them. They began to fight each other.
所以亚门人跟摩押人呢，他们就彼此相杀厮杀，为了要独占这些战利品，结果没有想到一个都没有活着。
And they killed each other until there wasn't a man left.
没有一个人活着。
And then let's see what happens when they come.
那这一对耶沙法的赞美军团，还有后面的这些军人呢，往前走，就走到这个他们打仗的战场的上面。
Can't you just imagine this? I just love to imagine.
想象一下他们那种一看的那种那个时候。
When they got to the top where they could see out over the watchtower, over the wilderness where they were going to fight them, all they could see was dead bodies.
他们来到这个望楼看的时候呢，可能眼睛都张开，嘴巴都开了哈。他们看的都是啊，这个尸横遍地。
Not one of them was left.
没有一个活的。
And then we see something that's just like our God.
那我们来看看我们的神。
We're going to call this their prize, their extra bonus.
你知道吗？当我们信靠神的时候，我们是有赏赐的。
So if you could read that last one, verse 25.
好，二十五节，请。
约沙法和他的百姓就来收取敌人的财物，在尸首中见了许多财物、珍宝，他们剥夺下来的多的不可携带。因为甚多，只收取了三日。
So we see that here was their bonus.
这是他们的战利品。
They went down and took everything off of all those three armies, all their gold, all the, whatever was worthwhile, they took it.
因为他们古时候那个时候战争的时候，他们会带一些重就是武器各方面然后都是很真材实料的，然后可能有一些财宝又带来身上所以呢，我们看到呢，这里告诉我们说，都没有了，他们都死了，所以呢，都归给以色列的这一群人了。
And they left, and they said that it took 3 days to gather it all.
要三天才捡得完，多少啊？你可以想象。
So you see.The battle wasn't theirs; it was God's.
他刚才讲的说，这是我说这个是战利品。他讲的是福利哈，好像我们信心的福利一样。这个就是神所做的。
Isn't that a beautiful story?
这个这样的一个记事，让你觉得不是很奇妙、很美妙吗？
I'm sure that's one that went down for years after years to tell how God defeated.
不是只有这一场，以色列经过很多的战争，一直到现在都是神在领头，在。
We see that James tells us the second one I want to talk about.
我们再回到我们在讲祷告，雅各怎么说呢？
He said, "You have not because you ask not."
他讲了一句话，为什么你得不着呢？因为你不求。
Now that's quite a statement, isn't it?
那么这句话很短，可是呢，思考一下。
It means that God isn't going to just look down and just every little thing guide your life and keep you from this and take you out of that. No.He said he wants us to ask him.
我们不是只有在我们的生活这个历程当中就求神，叫我保平安哈，你保守我平安，你让我不要失落，让我不要碰到什么哈，不是这样子，而是神说你不能只有过这样的日子，你还要多求，你要来求我就给你。
And we see that the scriptures tell us more than that. We ask, we seek.And we knock, we get urgent about it.
而且呢，我们还要寻找，你要很用心的寻找，还要去敲门。等于说呢，就像那寡妇一样，非常的迫切要去要。
You know, our Father is not Santa Claus.
我们的神不是圣诞老公公。
Our Father is not for every wind and every desire that we have.
我们的神也不是专门来满足你的所有的意愿。
We come to him as we would even an earthly parent.
那我们的地上的父母亲也不是这样的，不是吗？
We ask them for something.
我们也是要跟他去要，跟他请求。
But for a little while, it doesn't come, then we seek back to them and we ask again.
那我们会继续的、啊、长大一点，以前没得到的，会继续的跟他要。
And after a while, we might say, but Mama, I need it. I've got to have this.
然后就很迫切地说，我真的需要，我没有不行。
So we,
继续地跟他要，他的意思是这样。
So if you just feel like, well, God knows what I need, so why should I pray?
或许你有这样的态度哈，他早就知道我需要什么，为什么我还要去跟他要？
We have to ask, we have to realize he wants us to ask him. He wants to be, us to have a joint understanding there.
他就是要你去跟他要，因为这样子就可以享受我们彼此父子女的这样彼此的、啊、这种喜悦，这种关系。
And then we see that prayer pushes our faith upward and forward.
好，我们稍微往回一下，祷告证明我们有一位神，我们相信神。第二个，祷告给我们，让我们可以得到我们的答案。第三个，祷告是把我们推向上去，而且推向远处。
That means that when he answers one prayer, our faith gets larger.
等于说
when he answers another one, it grows. When he, and that's how we grow.
就好像你的信心在盖房子一样，一个祷告，一个印证，一个被回应，你得着了就往上盖，然后你又越盖得越高，你就可以走得越远。
But some of our faith is so weak.
很多人的信心就留在那个很软弱的地步。
And our crying out is like an anemic. We just have no strength. We don't believe that God, you know, our faith is so weak.
连那个呼求就变成一个好像很孱弱的一种哀求，就好像也没有带着什么期待。
But I trust that we can trust God until there comes a little answer. And we say, oh, maybe just in a small thing. And we thank God that he brought that to us.But anyway, let's go on.
我们信靠神，
to the last thing,
我们就有一个很强烈的那种呼求的心，迫切的心。
Which I think is a powerful thing.
那接下去那一个是很重要的。
You see, prayer that is proclaimed and they can see it answered is to a lost world showing the power of God.
第四个祷告的意义是什么呢？是在向世人，那些没有认识神的人宣扬一件事情，就是我们的神是多么的伟大。
This was the strength of the New Testament, the apostles and those in the beginning.
那这个也就是在新约的时候、啊、这些、啊、使徒们的一个开始的、啊、他们那个聚集在一起祷告的一个成果教会。
Prayers were answered.
那他们的祷告被、啊、蒙垂听了。
But today we have so little power in our churches.
当初的新约的、啊、教会呢，他们有很多可以让大家看到说他们真的是有一位神的这样的一些、神迹啊，或者是他们的、这个、表现出来的。但是今天我们有吗？
Let us think, has God lost his power?
难道我们的神的能力减弱了吗？膀臂已经缩短了吗？
No, he never changes.
不是的，他没有改变。
Have we lost the ability to pray in faith?
那我们是我们、这个祷告的信心减弱了。
Have we lost the art of interceding and intercession?
我们好像也不太为别人祷告了。
Are we one that want a little fast?
没有那种热情了。
A fast fix from God. God, I want you to do this. Lord, what shall I do? You didn't do it. This is seemingly the attitude we have.
就像现在人的心都是一个怎么样？要一个强效，赶快就有果效的，或者是要一个速效，很快速的，就像那个微波炉很快速的。马上就给我这种心态，就变成我们就没有那种祷告的、啊、一种恒心跟毅力。
Ladies, this is an individual thing.
这是个人要去做的。
You can have faith and trust God, and you will see things happen.
那如果你可以坚持你的这种跟神祈求、寻找，还有敲门的信心的话，继续的去的话，那么你就会产生这样的果效。
Let us be effective in our prayers.
好不好？让我们成为一个祷告有果效的、啊、神的儿女。
Helping us to be women of God by our prayers that changes things.
让我们有份于这种因着祷告，然后让神的、 他的能力可以彰显的这样的一个生命。
So the world, our families can see the power of God.
好让别人看到从我们身上和我们的祷告所出来的这样的一个景象，看到有一位神。
And there's a reason why we want to be able to do this. And you know, one day Jesus passed by a blind man from birth.
那我们知道这个祷告其实最大的目的就像有一次耶稣面对一个瞎眼的人。
You know, they asked and they said, Rabbi, who sinned this man or his parents? Why that he's blind?
门徒们很好奇哈，他们没有想到说这个人会好了，很好奇说这个人瞎眼是什么问题呢？什么原因呢？是谁犯的罪呢？
And he said, it wasn't this man that sinned or his parents.
我们注意耶稣的回答，不是这人犯罪，也不是父母犯的罪。
But this is that the work of God may be displayed in him.
是要在他身上显出神的作为来。
God really wants to do something through us.
神真的是要显出他伟大的奇妙的作为。
So he will be glorified.
好让他可以得到荣耀，该得的荣耀。
So let us pray that in our lives our faith will be strengthened and we'll be able to trust him until we can see greater things in our life.
让我们有这样的意愿，我们有一个坚固坚持的信心，然后可以因着我们祷告的这样的一个生命跟经历，彰显神自己的伟大跟工作。
Father, help our faith.
亲爱的天父，求你帮助我们的信心。
All of us need a strengthening.
我们都需要被你来刚强我们的信心。
We're living in troubled times.
我们在这个时代是一个很混乱的时代。
We need to have a stronger faith in you.
特别是需要有刚强的信心的
时代。So that we can see things done for you.
好让我们可以看到你所做的工作。
That will glorify you.
好让荣耀都归于你。
We pray in Jesus' name.
祷告奉耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen. 我们请阿日莎帮我们再唱一下那首《你真伟大》之后，我有个问题，我们稍微来思考一下。
Thank you, lady.
主啊，我身，我每逢举目观看你手所造一切奇妙大工，看见星宿，又听到隆隆雷声，你的大能遍满了宇宙中。我领歌唱赞美救主我神，你真伟大，何等伟大。我领歌唱
Amen. Amen. 这个歌词里面哈，一方面让我们赞叹神的伟大，我们看着这看得见的这个天空、星宿，这些自然的变化、四季的循环，然后都好像就是永远不变的继续哈。那人的环境在变，可是这一些神所定的都不变的时候，我们可以赞叹神真的伟大，看到那个很壮观的一些自然景象，我们会非常的怎么讲呢，就是心里面会有很多的这种很好的感受。可是当我们来面对到我们人生的这些难处的时候，或者我们的问题是不能好像没有想到的这些情况的时候，或者是我们过去像我们一直在讲过去的原生哈的时候呢，我们就没有办法唱出一首赞歌。我们曾经说过我们需要唱赞美的歌，赞歌哈。那刚才的歌词里面有一节你有注意听到说，当我想到竟然为我这个人耶稣愿意为我舍命，竟然为我这个被别人、被父母亲连我自己都看不好，就是好像都没有价值的人，神还是这么爱我，没有条件的接纳我的时候，这个是我们不能理解的。光是这一点哈，不用看自然的天象，不用看这个尼加拉瓜大瀑布有多么的盛大的这样的一个声势，光是这一点，神愿意救我这个人，愿意接纳我这个人，其实我们就应该唱这一首赞歌，你真伟大。让刚才这个妈咪所分享的哈，这个这样的信息，从神的话语来特别记下来，给我们学习，给我们鼓励，这真的是鼓励我们的一个信息吧。让我们继续的唱出个人跟神之间的有祷告，然后所收到的、所收获的这些神的赏赐跟福利来赞美神。神没有欠我们。但是神乐意的来赏赐给他的儿女哈。那我刚才也跟妈咪很简短的沟通了一个观念，就是这里说耶稣说他的起始的经节是说祷告不要灰心，哈，没有结果，还没有看到，不是没有结果，一定会有结果。只要你呈到神面前的，一定会有结果，而且那个结果绝对是最好的，即使你是不能明白的。那个结果为什么我们常常会到中间就好像就灰心了，或者就放掉了呢？因为我们的眼见跟信心的启示跟信心的眼界是不一样的，你眼睛看到的是环境哈。所以呢他说天离地有多么高，我的意念就是跟你们不一样啊，就是我的道路跟你们道路是不一样的。如果你相信神，你就要上到他的高速公路，他的这个最高的路，而不是老是停在我们自己的理解或者是我们的想法、我们的结论里面。好，那我刚才跟他沟通的观念是说，如何来想说，耶稣在马太第六章的时候提到说，你们不要像那些老是用重复的话那些祷告的人，那这里却告诉我们说不可灰心。我想你们有什么样的想法？有没有人有什么想法对于这个问题？马太第六章耶稣说叫我们不要用重复的话，然后来到这里耶稣说你不要灰心，要继续的求。有没有什么样的想法请分享一下？
师母，我分享两句，现在是中间我不想分享，我要结束我一定会分享。我讲两句哈。就是真的要不可灰心。我就一句歌了，就是我没有从来没有唱过的上帝告我唱的这些歌，我就踊跃在我的心里。怎么讲呢？求主叫我常常祷告，不可灰心人去祷告，无论公道、爱道、私道、心道、魔道，都放祷告中，就这样子，很简单。我真的，我就是这个，记得就永远是神的恩典赐给我的，我要祷告是一定要一切，就这样子。我不讲了，现在
好的，是的，好。那么怎么样来，我请其他人也分享啊，怎么样来理解说耶稣在马太第六章那里提到说不要用重复的话，有哪一位在帮我们告诉我们你的想法？
他那个重复的话是不是有点就是有口无心， 就是在那里一直念念有词，但是这个不灰心真的是在神面前呼求。
是的，是的，因为那一章主要是在讲那些假冒为善，好，我有外表可是没有心里面的虔诚，不是真的相信，而且他可能也觉得不需要没关系，我只是做一个样子，或者是我就是按着啊吃饭的时候祷个告啊。我不是说吃饭祷告不好哈，有的孩子很虔诚的吃饭一定要祷告，那个一定是很可爱，一定是蒙神垂听的，蒙神祝福的哈。但是我的意思是说，就刚才像刘蕾姊妹讲的说，这个是啊，是刘蕾讲的对不对？是你哈？
是
啊。所以啊，等于说呢，那种有口无心，以为我多讲的，以为我多讲的，就有多有功效。那在这里的不要灰心的意思是对神，不是对那个事情哈，所以这样子或许给我们一个可以释怀，说怎么会有这个两个不同的一个表达哈，那对象不一样，好，对象不一样，一个是对神的儿女，对他所拣选的子民，一个是对那个有口无心假冒为善的人。